Welcome back to Plot Twist, I Forgot. I am Davin.
I'm Laura.
And we're going to take you with us into the Scythe Dome, where we will discuss Scythe by Neil Schusterman. And this will be a spoiler chat, so if you don't want to have it spoiled, or you haven't finished it yet, you're going to want to pause this, probably right now, because we're going to talk lots of things. This was my first time reading it, so I didn't have many expectations outside of knowing it was probably dystopian, but I feel like this was a very unique dystopian type of book in a way, just because it's more of a utopia and it feels very different than I think a lot of the other dystopian books that we've read. But what were you expecting? I know you've reread it, or you reread it this time. So what did you remember anything? Did you have any expectations going back into it at all?
No.
No. And that is it.
you sent me one message that was like,
oh yeah, I said Goddard.
F this guy. And I was like, I don't know who that is.
You're like, I think you mean Sparkly Blue Cape Man. And that is exactly who I meant, because he sucks a lot.
Yeah. So I didn't really have any thoughts going into it. I knew I loved it the first time around. I think it's really interesting because I know how the series ends. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really interesting to go back and see how it all starts, because it's high stakes, but also compared to where the series goes, mm-hmm. it's low stakes.
Interesting.
And yeah. And it's just like, it's so fascinating to go back in time, especially because I don't remember anything but the very end. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. I also, again, second episode in a row, I think Citra Terranova is the greatest YA name of all time.
Oh, I loved that name. That was so good. And it also kind of made me laugh, because in My Heart is a Chainsaw, Terranova is where all the new rich people live. So that's also what I kept thinking every time they said her last name. So there's that little fun tidbit of information no one asked for. But it made me laugh at sometimes, because obviously you have these people who are how far out from like where we are now as a society, in the sense of like everyone is immortal and like they've, you know, there are no colds or sickness and like there is no government because AI, the Thunderhead, has taken over. But it's like not what we expect, and it's actually fair and nice and can provide for everyone, you know? And it's like, what do
I
you
would welcome
want?
The Thunderhead right now.
Compared to what we have, yeah, like let's just honestly, AI, do your thing, because this is garbage. I don't know what's going on. But it felt weird, I think, because when I went in, I was kind of expecting a little bit more, you know, going up against the government. And obviously there is no government, it's just the Thunderhead, but like going up against the powers that be. And I think you do see that a bit in them going up against the Scythe Dome. But I think it's funny how like you have these people who live in a perfect world, and yet humans are still humans and are messing it up by doing the things. And it's like, I don't know if that's refreshing or if that's just sad that like we literally have everything, and yet here's these people who that's still not enough for, and we're gonna do it my way and try to become a serial killer, basically, is what you're attempting to do.
Everything's perfect and you're still a psychopath.
Yes, I thought that was so funny, because there was a line where they're like, oh, we got rid of all the mortals. And it's just like, had you not, they probably could have been like, hey, if you let people just have a license to kill, probably not going to turn out how you really want it to. Like,
eventually that's going to be a problem.
Eventually that's going to be a very, very bad thing. But I know that you finished this series, but after like finishing this, I do want to continue just to see where it goes. But I don't know that I have like a dark desire. Like, it didn't end on a crazy cliffhanger for me to be like, must start book two right now. It was like, okay, I guess we're going to see what happens next.
Yeah, I could see that. Because really all they give you at the very end is like Scythe Lucifer is killing bad sides.
Mm-hmm. Which is such a cool name, Scythe Lucifer. I love that.
So here's my thing. Because they say multiple times, like, oh, the Thunderhead just provides. I guess you have to have some sort of population control.
Well, that's what was confusing, because it was like they said, like, you know, that's why they're doing it. They've conquered death. Like, truly, you could live forever unless people are gleaned, which is what they call it, which is basically just murdering someone.
Uh-huh.
But you also, there was a point where they're like, well, the Thunderhead literally can provide for everyone. We're doing all these things, so do you really need population control? Because it sounds like the Thunderhead can just handle the capacity. Like, there is no mention of the Thunderhead being like, but hey, population has reached here, so you must go do this. Like, it sounds like
a... Well, and also, couldn't you be like, you don't have to have 20 kids?
That also, yeah, like, you don't need... Well, also, but if you live that long, like, I guess, what else are you gonna do? Because there is that whole dialogue of, like, there is no need to strive anymore because we literally right. have everything in grasp and life is, like, basically just a long stretch of ennui and what are we going to do?
You know? I did think the like, art of it all was interesting when mm-hmm. he took them to, like, the pre-immortal museum
yeah.
and was like, and then I'm going to take you to, you know, the immortal art museum and you're going to tell me what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that there's no struggle. There's no, like, feeling behind it because you don't have to really do anything.
Correct. You can literally do anything you yeah. want. College is pointless. They literally say they just use school to pass the time. Like, there is no need for them to do anything they don't want because they don't.
The Thunderhead will provide.
The Thunderhead will provide. I did. I have to
Sky say, Daddy.
Oh, no. Don't you dare. We're not doing that. I did like when they were trying to pronounce, like, words that are normal to us.
But Torture.
That one was the best. There was another one, but just them. He was like, I think it was
Prison.
Called Torture. It was too good. They're just like, but why also, would anyone do that?
They can all read and they're all educated. Why can't they pronounce prison?
That, yeah, well, I guess maybe they're just so far removed that they have never heard anyone say that before, I guess, would be my yeah. assumption.
There's also a part where they put handcuffs on Citra, and she was like, who would create these? Why are these? I'm so sorry. People would still be using handcuffs, okay?
Yeah, that will also, I mean, I don't know, they don't have a need for prison.
I'm not so talking like, about in prison.
Well, no, I know that too, but obviously she's too young to know that.
So, that's true. Like,
you know, she's just like, what do you mean?
What are these for?
What is going on? What are these for? If you were approached, say that you're in their situation, because the whole thing is that, like, Scythe Faraday comes to Citra's home, and they're like, oh my god, you're gonna kill me, and she's the only one that's like, yo, get the fuck yeah. off her house. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he's like, I'm actually here to glean your neighbor. And then Rowan stays with the kid when he's getting gleaned, because no one is there with him. And they both stand up to him, and he's like, you're both gonna be my apprentice. What would you choose if you were given that option, if his Scythe was like, I want you to train with me? Would you be like, yes, 100, I will do this, sir. Teach me the ways of death.
I think it depends. Like, I don't have any siblings or whatever, but if it was, like, my family needed me to for some reason, I get that part of the whole point of the book is, like, you have to not want the job in order to...
Yeah.
...to be good at the job or whatever, but it just sounds like such a miserable existence to me.
It is. Well, I also think that's why you have that struggle, because you have, like, what Goddard calls the old guards, who are, like, treating it like... I don't know if, like, sacred's the right word, but there's, like, traditions, and there's a certain way you do that to, like, honor the whole thing and, like, not want to do it. You shouldn't want to go kill people. You have those people. And then you have Goddard, who's like, there should be no limits on how many people I can kill, and I'm not going to kill for 3 months, and I'm going to take out a whole plane and a whole food court.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how is this... seems fishy. I don't know how you're getting away with this. I know you're still meeting your quota, but, like, you like it too much to
actually. And that should be obvious, but it is, like, once you become a Scythe, it's really hard to unbecome a Scythe. Like,
you have to clean yourself.
There's no, and there's, like, you can punish them or whatever, but there's no real, you know, they live forever. Like, what are they gonna do?
That whole, can you imagine, though, if, like, you were on the other side, you were gonna be gleaned, and someone's like, okay, I'm here to kill you with a flamethrower. I'd be like, what?
And that should be,
excuse me, illegal.
I don't even understand, like, it, you know, later in the book, they talk about banning it, but I just, why is that allowed? Like, honestly, all flashy methods should be not allowed.
I feel like it's crazy that they didn't, like, I know the whole thing, like, you know, everyone wears, like, colorful robes because they don't want to, like, you know, mimic the Grim Reaper, basically, but, like, couldn't there be something of, like, later they get introduced that poison where you just touch someone and they die? Like, why can't that just be, you've conquered death, you have all these things, why can't that just be, like, the single mode?
Right, it should be quick and painless for everyone. Why are you drowning people? Mm-hmm. What?
Yes, that one was crazy. Look, and also you learn, like, everyone has a different way of doing it. Like, Faraday would use mortal statistics to help choose his victims by, like, okay, you know, the kid that Rowan is with, like, he just got a car, he drinks and drives a lot, and, like, back in the ye old days of now, right, you know, that's usually a recipe for someone, unfortunately, dying. So you are chosen for gleaning. Or, you know, Scythe Kiri is just like, I'm looking for anyone who just obviously does not want to be alive anymore, basically. Like, they look weary and, right, like, world-worn, and, you know, they have, like, a certain kind of more respectable way, where Goddard is just like, let's just take out a company. I don't know. I don't know about that, sir. I kind of hate it here. Thanks.
I have nothing to say. Anyway, I feel like that comes back up later.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I do. I'll continue with it because it is interesting. I mean, I don't know. I feel like at first, like, as you're going through it, it kind of felt low stakes at first because Rowan and Citra are training and their whole deal with Faraday is one of you will become a Scythe and one of you won't. And you have immunity for a year, so does your family. And then just whoever doesn't win just gets to go back to their family. And then at the first conclave they attend, I think it was Rand, who is, like, one of the junior Scythes with Goddard, is like, that seems weird. Why would you do two? Like, how are we going to know you're going to choose the right one? So, like, why don't we up the ante and, like, one of you has to kill the other? Basically, whoever wins gleans the other. And they're like, woohoo, yay. But what really frustrated me was, like, I know it kind of gets into it a little later and maybe it'll get into it more. Like, it's very political, of course. Like, there is no politics, except basically within the Scythe Dome. Like, there's politics and there's all this stuff. But they have this whole thing where, like, we uphold our word and our word is law. And, okay, well, Faraday said that this is the plan and now you're changing it. Like, how is that allowed when you just 10 minutes ago said, we promised this, so we must adhere to this? Make it make sense, please.
But that's kind of Goddard's group's whole thing, is, like, they're trying to change the rules of the Scythedom, and this is just, like, one of the things that they're doing to change that.
Yeah.
But I do, I mean, everything they do is terrible. Goddard and his glitter robes. And as soon as they introduce the glittering robes, I'm like, you're not here for the right reasons.
Oh, no, of course, because they're like, oh, he has, like, because the whole thing is, like, you go into it. If you are accepted, you choose a patron historic. So you have, like, you know, Marie Curie. Someone chose her. Like, one of the earlier Scythes was Scythe Prometheus, which, as you should be, that was the correct name. You get to choose your name and you choose a robe color. And everyone's is, like, you know, they have nice robes. Like, Curie's is, like, a nice, like, silky lavender or something that's super pretty. But then literally all of theirs are, I'm sorry, it reminds me of Power Rangers. Because he's, like, blue, diamonds, orange, and
citrons,
and then red and rubies, and forget what the other one is. He's probably green with emeralds or something. I don't remember. But they're just, like, evil Power Rangers going around being serial killers.
Yep. To be honest. Flashy Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question that I was going to ask you, but it left my brain.
Oh, no.
I know. And it wasn't, I don't know what it was. It's gone. It'll come back to me later. I'm sad.
But then you have, okay, so the whole thing, right? The Rand is like, how about we make them glean each other? That'll make it more interesting for us because we're bored. And then Faraday is like, all right, you guys don't worry about it. And then they get, like, a knock at the door and is like, so Faraday's dead. So, yeah. And they're like, cool, we get to go home. And Senior Scythe, whatever his name is, Scythe something with a C, S something.
Sinocrates. The royal,
I was going to say.
High blade. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The high blade is like, nope, well, actually, two Scythes have come to continue your training. And they're like, okay, but we don't have to glean each other, right? They're like, no,
you still have to do that.
You still have to do it. We're, like, all really interested in,
why?
In this.
You find out why exactly. later, but... Oh!
I mean, not really.
You do.
Oh, later in the series?
No. The reason why it stands is because Xenocrates is being blackmailed. He has no choice but to give Goddard whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's fair. Which also, I guess, like, also is... You karma because you're the one who apprenticed him, so I guess it sucks that your apprentice is gonna come out.
How did you not know? How did you not see that, dude, during his training?
That's the thing. Like, how did that? It sounds like you just made your own monster, and
but it's
like,
very
oh,
clear
no.
he's not a good decision maker as it is, oh, because
no. oh god, no, he is terrible.
But I mean, they all make bad decisions. I remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
You know, when they say, like, oh, you're, you know, released, you can go back to your life as normal.
Yeah.
All of their families treat them so differently while they're in this apprenticeship. Can you really go back to your life as normal?
No, and I think also, too, like, depending on how far you get into the training, you know, with what you have to do at the very end right before you're decided if you're actually going to be a scythe. No, I don't think you could.
That's, I mean, you don't find that out until the end of the book or whatever, but, like, the people who don't get it. So, what do you do?
You just move, I guess, and try to make a new family or something.
You make like, a new family. That's why everybody has 20 kids.
Yeah, like, who knows? Because that's exactly, you can't go back to normal because everyone knows you're a site. You dropped out of school. You left your other life on pause, and your whole family knows because they get immunity while you're training.
Right.
So, like,
and then your final test is to glean someone in your own family, and it, you know, it's not real because they have immunity, they get to come back, but they still have the memory of you, you know, gleaning them in one way or another.
Yeah, that one, that was tough. That was crazy because, like, I don't know if I would do the same thing in their position, but I understand, like, as you, because you don't get Rowan's point of view when he's doing it. You hear about what happened during his, but you get Citra's. And, like, the whole thread with both of them is just, like, listen, especially after the whole thing with Faraday, like, Scythe Kiri is, like, I understand why you're angry, and I hear you, and I'm on the same page, but if you want to change this, you have to win. Like, you can't keep doing this thing with Rowan where, like, you're throwing matches and you're throwing, trying to keep it even with him. Like, unfortunately, he's with Goddard, and he's not going to be the same person that you
right. It doesn't even matter if he holds the same beliefs, he's going to be changed either way, and he is, because Goddard is the worst.
He is, yeah, he is so bad, and he's found, like, you know, that two, Rand and Chomsky, are just as bad, but then you have Volta, who is a little more like Rowan, where he does not like, I think, like, the mass murdering of it.
Yeah.
But he's still following. And you never, at least in this book, find out exactly what about his beliefs that Volta agrees with.
It's how he ended up in that position if he's so different from everybody else.
Exactly. Like, and, you know, he's like, oh, who is the one that proposed they go out on their own? Because towards, like, kind of the middle end, as they're getting closer. Okay.
Wait.
I was like, was it Volta or was it... I don't remember if it was Rowan or Volta.
I'm pretty sure... I think it was Volta. Like, maybe once... Because I think he says maybe once you get your ring, we can break off from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be nicer to know, like, what it was, especially because he is kind of, like, the one person from that group you actually have a little bit more sympathy for or just don't outright hate for the most part, in a way. But yeah, I don't... I feel like the whole Rowan thing was kind of sad because you do see him, like, he's like, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to like doing this. And he eventually kind of starts liking the power and the high that he kind of gets from gleaning people.
But it's also, I don't know how you wouldn't change in that situation because it goes from, you know, they turn off his pain nanites, right? So Rowan can now feel pain, whereas nobody else can, except for, I'm assuming, the other people in Goddard's little group.
Yeah.
So he's never, like, felt pain like that before in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's being tortured in that way. They jump him in as if it's like an actual gang initiation. They just beat the out of him. Mm-hmm. And then turn down his healing nanites, so he has to heal the way a mortal like a human. Would have healed.
Yeah, a mortal would.
And then from there, you know, there's normal training, but then they switch to real humans.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely fair, like, you're not going to come out of that a normal person right. at all.
He was mentally and physically tortured for 8 months.
I have to tell you, I feel like it's been a while, maybe not, and maybe I just am not thinking of books, but I feel like it's been a while since I've had to pause a book because I was getting so angry with where it was going, because I definitely had to with this, between them being like, no, you must still apprentice, like, you can't go back to your old life even though Faraday is dead, you must continue, and you will have to glean each other, and all of this stuff, but then Citra is like, I don't trust that, Faraday just cleaned himself. That doesn't make sense. Why would he do that? And the whole thing, too, is that the Thunderhead will not involve themselves in Scythe matters. So, like, they cannot really use the Thunderhead like they could before becoming Scythe. So they're kind of shackled in a way. But she's trying to figure out what happened to him and is, like, looking at camera footage and doing everything that she can. And they're like, oh, Citra, you're being charged with his murder because you're in the back end and we can see what you're doing, and oh, by the way, we're going to take you in the middle of the night and not tell Madame Curie until you sign this this confession that you murdered him. And she's like, what are you actually talking about? Like, wait a second, dude, how is this, what? And like, oh, well, he wrote this note about you, or we know it's about you, and he's afraid for his life. And it's like, there's no evidence that it's her. It's just a woman that is like outside, she is outside my door, I can hear her, and she came into my room, and obviously questionable, but it's not her. You know, like, there's no proof that it's her.
Right. But Citra is like crushed because she's like, why would he write that about me?
Oh yes, 100%. She's like, she has no evidence that it's not about right. her.
She
either,
believes
so.
It too.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my god, what did I do? But the whole thing too in this world is like, because people are so bored, there's splatters basically. Yeah. And it's basically people who, like, imagine TikTok trends now, but they're just like throwing themselves like off buildings or doing these things because, like, you can be revived, like, you're deadish,
right?
Is
and
what
you
they call it,
and you don't like feel pain. So like one of Rowan's friends does it for attention because he's in the middle of like a pack of children, and so he splats because it's the only way he can get his parents to pay attention to him, which is so sad.
Yeah, that is very, very sad. But then that's what she ends up doing, because she's like, I need to buy myself time, like, I cannot sign this, they're not gonna let me out of it. And so she maneuvers, because she's really good, like, despite what she's trying to, like, not show, she can fight, and she's really good, and she's really smart. So she gets out of their grasp and throws herself off a building because she's like, this is the only thing that's going to give me the time that I need to, you know, hopefully Curie will find me, and hopefully I can just do something. And she does, and she wakes up in the, what is it, the, not the restoration Chill. Center, what is it called? It has a specific name, and I forget what it is, but, like, they're renowned for their ice cream. They're really good restorative centers, whatever they are called.
I can't remember. It has to be restoration.
That just doesn't feel right, but I agree. I don't... Someone will tell us we're wrong, I'm sure.
No one's going to tell us anything. No one has ever told us anything in the last year. We're
Over
safe.
Almost 2 years, year and a half right now. Crazy.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, August will be our 2 year mark.
Wow.
Maybe we'll celebrate with another Suzanne Collins with the way the world's going. I'm sure another one's on its way. Anyways.
I do think it's interesting that the Thunderhead is like, how can I circumvent my own rules?
Oh my god, I forgot about that part. I thought that was so cool, because then I am curious. Like, there's a couple things that I want to know as I go through this series. Like, obviously, the Thunderhead is aware, and it's like, I don't like what I see, and that's why I'm talking to you, because right now you are technically not a Scythe, you are dead, so I can talk to you. And just so you know, there's a couple different paths, but you have to proceed forward, because you are a part of a change that I see happening, and I've looked at all the potential outcomes that are coming for basically that could come, and you just need to pursue. So it gives her, he's, you know, a name, because she's like, I want to know who killed Faraday, and it gives her some name I don't remember now. I think there's a G in it, and she's like, okay, cool, awesome. And so there's that. So I'm curious, like, what else has the Thunderhead seen, and at what point, like, I don't understand, if you just became sentient and you made this rule, why you can't just go back on said rule and be like, just kidding, this is how we're gonna do stuff now, and like it or not. There's that, which I'm, you're, by the face you're making, I'm assuming we get answers later. And I also want to know, they have that whole thing where they say there are still mortals around, but they're in hiding because however many years ago, they killed all the mortals because people were uncomfortable that they were different and too different than them, story all this time. But what I'm curious about is, like, immortals weren't just born. Like, there had to be something that made people immortal. So, like, how were you not able to give the mortals immortality? Like, how did that transition happen?
I'm assuming, so the prequel that's coming out, I'm assuming we're going to cover that, because I don't know if
I
it,
hope so.
If it's brought up in the other books, I can't remember it. Not that that means anything, because I remember nothing, but I would assume that it's going to go more into that, because also it's been like 200 years, so the mortals are still reproducing and their children aren't immortal. Like, what?
Exactly. So, like, what thread, like, how did you, I understand, like, okay, one day AI became sentient and now we have,
but can't you just shoot me up with some nanites?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how can you just not give me something to then become immortal? Right. And then now, like, maybe it's not the same. Like, maybe I can't, quote unquote, turn the corner and be 100, but look 20, which, gross. No thanks. I'd settle for like a nice 29. 30.
You gotta stay fine. In your 30s, I think, yeah. If you're 400 years old, you know what I mean?
You can't go, yeah, I would say like 30 to 35, I think, would probably be the sweet spot, but like, I don't, that, yeah, that's what I'm really curious about, because that part doesn't totally make sense. Like, we don't have the how of the immortality portion of it, exactly.
Yeah. And
except now that this is just what it is.
Yeah. And I don't remember if it's brought up lately, but the way, the anger I would feel if everyone else was immortal and they wouldn't share their nanites with me.
Oh, I think that it'd be, we're like, I doing would be some vigilante stuff. We're
on fire because yes. You're an unfair dictator.
What do you mean? Excuse me. Yeah, like, I want this, too.
And I think the Thunderhead would find me humorous. It's going to want to keep me around. Yeah. I would be such a good pet. Like,
are you sure you want to do this? I am funny. Thank you so much.
I would make a great companion.
I would make a great companion.
For my AI overlord. I just would.
I do think it was kind of funny, you know. Because there is just such funny lines of how different, of course, the world is at that time. And this book, I think, is way ahead of its time, because it's like, you know, and people were scared of AI. Like, why would anyone be scared of the Thunderhead? You know? And it's like, well, here's
why. Like his release coming out this year. It's like perfect timing, because it was like, I'm sure AI was happening, but it wasn't like a big topic of conversation.
Not like what it is now. No.
And, you know, I was out, not in that sphere then, so maybe it was, and I just didn't get it, but I do, you're absolutely right, the series was ahead of its time, and no one listened.
No one listens ever. I mean, dude, like, that's a whole other thing. But you have Citra basically, her Scythe Kiri breaks her out and is like, listen, I know what's going on, and I know you, we just need to get you out of here.
My favorite part of that is the Thunderhead was like, I'm gonna put her as far away as I can.
Yes. Yeah, that was the other thing, because it was like, okay, she's not in technically under Scythe control because she's deadish, so we're going to take her to the farthest restoration, whatever, uh-huh, facility, whatever it is.
I'm gonna whisk her body away to, I think it's Chill Argentine, so South America. Now,
yeah, and she's like, they take her, she escapes the center a little early and is, like, taken to with Kiri, someone that she knows, and is like, okay, so here's what you're gonna do. You need to go over here because I forget what country it is. They don't like the Middle America scythes, and so they will not adhere to, because all these scythedoms are hunting her because she is wanted for murder, and their other ones are just like, no.
Yeah, I love that, because it's the Amazonia.
Yes, that's what it was.
So it's the land in between Mid-America and the Chill Argentine region. And once she gets there, she meets an Amazonian side that's like, who are you? Like,
yeah,
like the people chasing her. He's like, you have no authority here. And if you try and glean her, I'm going to glean you.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm going to glean everyone on this train. He's like, no, you're not. He's like, I don't know if it's the train conductor or like one of the workers on the train. He comes over. He's like, hey, he's trying to like, you know, glean this person or do these things. And he's like, that's weird because you're supposed to declare yourself here and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm going to glean you. And he's like, no, he's not. He's on my immunity. And then he gives him his ring really quick to kiss. And I was like, that is just so smooth. Like, that whole sequence was so cool of them trying to protect her.
It was a really fun interaction.
It would be cool. I hope it would be nice to see more of the other Scythe Domes, too. So I hope that kind of comes into play a little bit more in the other books.
I don't remember.
Liar. I mean, maybe you're not.
No, I don't remember.
But then what's so funny, though, too, is that so she goes to where Scythe Kiri tells her, and she sees a younger man and is like, this is who killed Faraday. And she, like, shoots him in the knee or takes out his knee somehow. I forget exactly.
No questions asked. Yes. Just, like, shows up. And so the Thunderhead had given her a name. And Scythe Kiri gives her
the same name.
Instructions to, like, go somewhere, and it ends up being the same name.
Yeah.
And so when she gets there, she's like, oh, the Thunderhead told me this is who killed Faraday.
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked. I'm gonna kill him.
Yes. And so she shoots him in the knee, and then she gets closer, and it was like, oh, this is Faraday. And he just turned a corner, and he's younger, and the name that they gave him was his actual
name. Did he?
Name.
I think he's the same age.
I feel like, but she didn't recognize him at first, so I think that he was a little
younger.
Because
he was in shadow. The light was behind him, not in front of him. She couldn't see his face.
Oh, is that what... Okay, I assume that it was because he turned the corner. So maybe that's what... Either way, I mean, she didn't recognize him and, like,
either
shot
way,
him
right.
in the knee. And then...
Shoots him in the knee.
And then she's like, what is going on here right now? And he's like, why are you here? And she's like, you don't know what's been going on? This whole time? This last, like, 8 months?
Because he's just hanging out on a beach.
Yeah, he's, like, living his best life. And he was like, are you really so mad that I found a way to retire that wasn't gleaning myself that you're going to shoot me? And she's like, bro, what are you talking about? But it's kind of sweet because then she gets to train with him again for a little bit.
Yeah.
The Scythe Dome is then, like...
They do just kind of, like, gloss over that part. Just like... Time passes and the charges are dropped.
Exactly. Like, it would have been nice to kind of see them together a little bit more, but all you get is, like, he's like, you need to go sleep, and in the morning I expect you to, like, list out all your poisons in, like, most to least effective or something.
Because our training begins again or whatever.
Yeah.
But also, she shot him in the knee and he can't go to, like, the hospital or whatever to have it fixed. So he has to, like, just let his healing nanites take care of it.
Mm-hmm. So then there's that whole thing, and then we're getting closer to Winter Conclave. And again, yes, the charges are just dropped, and it's just like, oh, okay, sorry, we were wrong. Sure. Like, what? Because then Kiri comes forward and is like, no, that letter was about me, because we were in a relationship for a bit. And so, yeah, that he wrote that about
Everybody
me.
Breaks the rules.
Yes.
Everybody breaks the rules, and they canoodle, and they're not allowed to canoodle.
Correct, yeah.
What's funny is they're kind of like Jedi, but murder Jedi. They wear these robes.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to canoodle. Murder they're supposed Jedis. To be these, like, high-minded, very moral beings.
Yes.
They're murder Jedi.
And then you you finally get more of Rowan's point of view, because, like, Goddard is, like, he takes over someone's mansion, and he forces them to be servants and throws these crazy parties and is like, this is what life should be. Like, I should be a king and everyone should bow to me and we're all celebrities because we're size and I'm a true psychopathic person who just wants to murder everyone, and everyone should thank me because I'm gleaning them. I'm like, this is just such textbook. Bro. Oh my god.
Having Scythe trading cards is bananas to me.
Oh, that, yeah, that was kind of funny where they're so feared, but also, like, you know, very notorious, so you have Scythe trading cards.
That's so crazy.
I mean, look at all the other kind of cards we have now, though. I know they're not, like, I'm sure there's training cards for serial killers now. We just don't have them or
I wonder how many podcasts there were about sides.
Oh my god, can you imagine, like, what is the podcasting industry like in however far ahead we are in 2020 something, 22 something?
I don't know when it's set. I can't remember.
Anyways, I need to know what the podcast industry is like. And then you're kind of just with Rowan, and it's sad because it's like him going, like, further and further into just this person that he didn't want to be, but now he is because of circumstance and everything we talked about. And
yeah,
it all kind of turns its head when they go to a mass gleaning, and you don't know that much about him, but in the world there's, like, this cult group that are the Tonists. Isn't that what they're called?
Tonists.
And they're kind of just like society's joke, and, like, they're not a cult. It's more of a religious sect, I feel like, at least as far as I know. I don't think it's,
yeah, do you think they're a cult?
I don't, they didn't, like, make it super culty so far. Like, I'm talking, like, Jim Jones cult.
They worship a tuning fork.
Okay, we worship someone in the clouds that everyone think is white, and he probably wasn't. I don't think we're that far off from where, like, I don't think it's that different, to be honest.
Personally, I worship Zeus, so I don't know what you're talking about.
On purpose.
Sky Daddy Part 2!
No, thank you.
Keep going.
But anyways, like, that's where their next thing, but also the whole point, too, is, like, when they have these conclaves, they're, like, they analyze, how much did you glean? Like, were you too, basically, racist, and you were killing all these people who have this specific genetic code, and, like, were you doing this? Like, you can't show bias at all. So he, like, they go up to this, you know, their church or whatever compound, and Rowan's like, bro, like, you're kind of going against the whole thing, because, like, this is obviously showing bias by killing a whole group of people who all share the same belief. Like, that's really not what you're supposed to do. And he's like, whatever,
I'm doing society a favor, bye.
Yeah, like, they're a joke to the world. And so they go in, and he's trying to, like, get people out, but of course, like, they see him blocking the entrance, so, like, no one is going through Rowan to, like, get past him. And so he ends up going in and finds Volta after he's in the middle of him gleaning himself, basically, or after he's done what he needs to do to eventually pass on.
In true Anakin Skywalker fashion, again.
Which, that whole part was really, really sad, because, like, he had gleaned a whole classroom of children.
Bad.
He was very much struggling. You kind of see it throughout the book very minorly of him struggling with how they glean. And he was just like, this can't be it, dude. Like, I can't do this anymore. So don't take this away from me. And he dies. And Rowan is like, huh, okay. So what we're gonna do
Rowan snaps, and he's like, you know what, I'm done with this.
And, like, the best way, and I think this is what I wasn't expecting, because, like, not only, like, we have, of course, like, the political power and, like, conflict within the Scythe Dome, but it's not like we're trying to overthrow the corrupt government that's throwing the Hunger Games. Like, their fight is very subtle. It feels like the stakes are a little bit different, and right now I don't think there was that same, like, evil figurehead that we had in, like, other dystopian books, because, I mean, you have Goddard, but Rowan kills Goddard in the first book, and it's like, okay, I expected you to last a little longer for this conflict to extend, but of course.
Yeah, you kind of get the impression, like, by the end of the book, he's going to be High Blade or something, and then it's going to be a real problem.
Yeah, like, that's what I was expecting, like, for him to, like, make his move and try to overthrow the current High Blade and have that be the whole next kind of struggle for power, and it's not. He kills, because that day, he's like, you're going to glean someone, and Rowan's like, I'm an apprentice, I'm not supposed to do that. He was like, nonsense, like, if I give you the permission. You can glean by proxy, you know? So this is, yeah. I can glean by proxy. And so you're going to kill this. I think it was like, I forget what they called him, but basically like the leader of that specific sector of, or that compound of the religion. And he's like,
right.
Okay. So he fakes it and then he kills Goddard and Rand and Chomsky.
Uh-huh. He chops off Goddard's head. And then he lights them all on fire.
And he lights them all on fire and he takes Goddard's robe and Rand.
Fire is the only way that you can, like, remain dead.
Yes. Oh, I forgot
fire
about that.
Fire is the only thing that the Thunderhead hasn't found a remedy for. So if you burn to death...
That's it.
That's it.
You're, like, for sure dead. So that's what he does to all three of them. Like, all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes Goddard's robes and walks out and is like, you can't intercede. Like, this is Scythe's matters.
This is
like,
Scythe business. The Thunderhead can't be a part of it, and you can't put out this fire.
So, go away. Yeah, that part was... I was listening to that. I was like, no way did this just happen. I did not expect him to kill all of them.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Good for him.
Oh, no, I didn't. No complaints at all. I wanted it to happen, but I just didn't expect it to happen so soon. And then, of course... What's it, Scythe, whatever, Highblade comes and is like,
Xenocrates.
I mean, who cares? He doesn't deserve to have his name remembered. But everyone is like, oh, we kind of want to investigate this because it's really bizarre that, like, we found all the diamonds around their bodies when their cloaks burned, except Goddard's, and we didn't find his ring. So people are thinking that this was suspicious and that you did it, basically.
And Rowan's like, that's weird.
I don't, yeah, that's so bizarre.
You can't find his head?
But crazy.
Wacky. There was a lot going on.
Yeah, so I was out front. I don't know what happened. I was by the gates the entire time, and he's like,
would you like to take your daughter home?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, here she is. And he's like,
your secret love child?
Yeah, that you're not supposed to have. And they kind of just leave him alone. And then there's that whole final test where they have to...
Xenocrates does say thank you on his way out, though.
Oh, of course, because he's like, you just removed my biggest struggle. Like, my biggest struggle was dealing with Goddard and his disciples, so thanks, I guess, you know? I don't have to worry about being blackmailed anymore. Yeah, and then it's the whole Winter Conclave, and they do their whole thing where they have to kill their family member, and they get revived, and, you know, hallelujah, I guess. And it's still, they're still not sure, because throughout the whole thing, they're like, oh... Rowan's the favorite because Rowan's with Goddard, so Rowan's of course going to win, and he's more popular. But Citra ends up becoming as the Scythe,
and is they like, both have a plan to where they're not going to glean the other.
Yes,
like I can't remember what Rowan's plan was. Just like, oh, you can't make me glean. Like it's one of the commandments. You can't make me pick someone.
Yeah,
and then Citra just says, "I have a plan," but you don't find out what hers is until she is named the Scythe that won.
Yes, and she punches Rowan in the face for breaking her
this
neck.
This is for breaking my neck.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh no, blah, 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 but someone like walks up and everyone's rings turn red because that's how they grant immunity or figure out if someone has immunity is once your DNA is transferred into the ring, you can't be gleaned for a year. And that's what she did. On purpose, of course, but she was like, how was I supposed to know that that would happen? Oh my gosh.
And then as they're, like, deciding, like, oh, we could put him in a prison for a year until his immunity's over.
Yeah.
She's like, there's a tray of knives next to you and a car waiting out back.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Go.
I did like that because I was like, I know that he's like gone through some stuff, but I really want him to know that Faraday is alive. Like, when is he gonna find that out? And that's who's in the car waiting for him is Faraday. And he's like, what is actually going on right now? Like, what do you mean you're still
surprised
alive? And and that's, she goes by Scythe Anastasia now because she was like, well, who could she have been if she wasn't murdered? And he's like, I don't think that's an appropriate name. And she didn't do anything. And she's like, well, she never got to. So let's see what she can do. Let's see what I can change. And that's the, well, they have the whole, like, how you learn about Scythe Lucifer is like.
Right.
At she's, the end.
It's like her journal entry into her like gleaning diary or whatever. And it's like, scythes are turning up dead. mm-hmm. and they're calling somebody Scythe Lucifer. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I hope he sees me as a moral and good Scythe as he once did, letting mm-hmm. you know that Citra knows it's Rowan.
Yes, which is, that whole dynamic's going to be kind of cool. So I am curious about the rest of the series, because there's two more books and I think like a small novella or something from what I saw, potentially.
I don't think I read the novella, but I did read the two other books. I don't remember a lot, but...
Shocker. That really doesn't mean too much, to be honest. No, that's just the way it is.
Doesn't.
But yeah, that was Scythe. It was fun to kind of go back into some dystopian that I had definitely not read when it came out. This one missed me in 2016, so glad it found me 10 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we will see you in April for who knows what at this point, as per usual. It'll just be more chaos forever and ever and ever.
And repeat.
Rinse and repeat, babe. What are we here for? That's it. We're just here for a good time. Well, you can follow us at Plot Twist I Forgot. Our show note, our handles are in the show notes below. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Goodbye.
Bye.